Once Christians learned that the Holy Spirit actually resides in our bodies, it's quite clear why moral purity is a must. God sees every motivation and watches every act. This means keeping intimacy where God intended it and fleeing any situation that might tempt us to defile our bodies, the temples of the Holy Spirit. Today, more teaching from Paul's writings to the church at Corinth. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on When the Spirit Has His Way. Dr. Lutzer comes now with more of a message on the gift of purity.
God dwells in you. I can't get over this. I'm just thinking now, I hadn't thought of this earlier, but the passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 where it says, "As God hath said, I will dwell with them, and they shall be my people, and I shall be their God." Don't you love it, the fact that God is with his people and even indwells his people? So Paul says, you're living an impure life. You're sitting there watching pornography, and Jesus has to watch it with you because he's a part of it, right? I mean, he's there. The Spirit is within you. Don't you see that you have to live a different kind of life because the Holy Spirit of God lives within you? And James says, and who of us cannot identify with this? I certainly identify with this. He says, the flesh lusts against the Spirit. The flesh wars against the Spirit. The Spirit wars against the flesh. And therefore, you can't do what you want to do, can you? Or can I? No, we can't. And the conflict is there because the Spirit directs us towards purity, and the flesh directs us towards impurity. And we have all found the battle within us to be strong and unrelenting. It is there for us. But think of it. The Holy Spirit of God dwelling within us, we are his temple. Obviously, we should live differently, shouldn't we? And so the Apostle Paul says, the Spirit of God, now I'm back in James, envies us in the sense that he desires for us. That's a better way for me to phrase it. He desires for us to be set apart to God. There is still a message in this series that I'm going to be preaching a couple of times from now on grieving the Holy Spirit, but this is a good place to mention the grief of the Spirit. He can be silenced. Well, you live long enough without any confession, without any sense of your sin, and you are in this relationship having paid a heavy price to invest in it. The Spirit will no longer be speaking, leading, guiding, because he is sensitive, sensitivity of the Spirit. And remember, the Spirit loves you. The reason that he grieves is because he loves you. If he didn't love you, he wouldn't care. He'd just say, well, let this person sacrifice themselves on the altar of sexual immorality. What do I care? The Spirit loves us, and the Spirit cares. You know, of course, on the news, we've heard recently about various young women who have been killed and so forth. The crimes are absolutely horrible. But when I see a crime like that on television, I grieve within, but I don't necessarily cry. I mean, I feel sorry for the families, but that kind of passes after another news item about something else, and you go on to something else. Why don't I cry or deeply grieve? It's because I don't know these people. Now, if that happened to one of my daughters or one of my granddaughters, you can understand the absolute agony in grief I would be over because I know them and I love them. The Spirit loves you. He's on your side. He doesn't want you to sacrifice yourself on the false altar of sexuality. And so Paul says, don't you know that the Holy Spirit of God has taken up residence within you? He's a holy guest, and what you want to do is to allow him to go into all of the rooms of your life. The living room, which is the intellectual part that you have. He should be able to go to your library. He should be able to go to the den, your entertainment center. He should be able to go also into the basement where you have the closets with hidden things. Let the Spirit do his work. That's why he's there. Now, there's another reason that Paul gives, and he says that we are owned by God. We've been bought with a price. I'm not going to comment on that because actually the next message in this series has to do with the ownership of the Spirit in our lives. But now I'd like to just talk to you very frankly. I talk to you as a pastor. I talk to you as a counselor. I talk to you as a fellow traveler along the pathway of life. I think to myself of the times that I have grieved the Spirit just by watching television. And I have to think about all the things that the Holy Spirit has had to put up with in my own life. So I'm not pointing my finger, I'm not judging you, but I'm here to help you. So I'm going to speak to you very plainly. And I simply say this, pay any price that you have to pay to get out of and be free of unholy sexual relationships. Pay any price. I'm getting older, as some of you know, and I like to remind myself, and it feels that way when I get out of bed in the morning. So I've had lots of opportunity to observe human nature, and I could tell you story after story of people whose lives have been ruined because of sexual relationships outside of a man-woman relationship in marriage. History is strewn with it. Your neighborhood is strewn with one example after another, leading to cheating and lying and covering and hatred and divorce, and on and on it goes. And sexuality has the power to put you into a trance. Very important to realize. Where you become totally irrational and unable to see what you are doing, and you don't care about your kids and your family and your wife. You don't care anymore, because only one thing matters, and that is this soul tie that needs to be broken in the power of the Spirit. I'll tell you that it has been my observation that even those sexual relationships outside of marriage, the power of sexuality, it's been my experience that even though they promise like a god, in the end they pay like a devil. And you can see that all across the landscape today, wherever you look. Do whatever you need to do. Now let me give you some biblical encouragement and hope. You notice what it says there? It says, flee immorality. Verse 18. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body. But the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Why? Because of the soul ties. This is not just a biological experience that is enjoyable when you have a sexual relationship with someone. And therefore, in a sense, the sexual immorality is in a different category. The others affect the body, but here they are more outside the body. But this one is against your very soul. So he says, flee. For some of you, it may mean cancel your subscription to television, to the cable channels. Whatever it is, do it, Jesus would say. He said that very vividly, didn't he? He says, be willing to cut out your eye or cut off your hand. I mean, I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just asking you to end your subscription to cable television. I mean, that's a small thing to do, right? Comparison. Then recognize what Jesus is able to do, what he's able to do. And that's why we need the power of the Spirit, because we need also to believe the Scripture. Now, notice what it says. I'm still in chapter 6. He says in verse 9, "Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived." Why does he say don't be deceived? There's no area in which we want to be as deceived as willingly as this area. "Oh," a man in adultery told me, "oh, pastor, you don't understand. It's such a beautiful relationship. It's a beautiful relationship." If somebody tells you that, don't argue with them. It might be beautiful. I'm sure that he loves her more than maybe anybody else that he's ever loved. I'm not disputing that. It's exactly the argument, of course, that Eve used in the garden, right? Well, the fruit is beautiful. Imagine an angel tapping Eve on the shoulder and saying, don't do it. What do you mean, don't do it? Who are you to tell me this fruit is beautiful? It is desirous to make me wise. I can see it with my own eyes. It's nothing but beautiful. Get that straight. So the angel backs away and says, okay, it is beautiful. But God says it's sin, and you will pay the utmost farthing. Wow. So he says, don't be deceived. Don't talk yourself into this loving, beautiful relationship that you are having with someone to whom you are not married. Some of you are just living together without the benefit of marriage, and you have all your rationalizations. I'm sure I've heard them all. But he says, don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God, neither the sexually immoral, idolaters, adulterers, those who practice homosexuality, thieves. Notice it's not just sexual sin. The greedy, anybody here who's greedy, drunkards, revilers, swindlers. We've got plenty of them today, don't we? He says, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. It's pretty discouraging, but now hope. And such were some of you. My friend, you've just been listening to a message entitled The Gift of Purity. And that, of course, is a message that is part of a larger series entitled When the Spirit Has His Way. The Holy Spirit of God indwells us, and He is grieved when we live sinfully, especially deliberate sin. And as this message indicates, I was specifically speaking about sexual sin. I'm sure that you understand that this message is incredibly important. In fact, the entire series is. That's why at the end of this broadcast, you'll be given some information as to how these messages can be yours. I want you to have them. I want you to be able to share them with your friends. And thanks from my heart for your support, for your love, for your prayers. Together, we are making a difference as we talk to hundreds of thousands of people about the gospel. Our email address, media@moodychurch.org.
Erwin Lutzer with more of The Gift of Purity, another message in his series on When the Spirit Has His Way, recapturing the wonder of God within us. Monday, how, in the life of a believer, the Holy Spirit works to convict us when our thoughts turn where they shouldn't. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about When the Spirit Has His Way. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.